Watts is telling the others some story about me when I make it back to the table. I slow down to give her time to finish it because it was an epic moment in our early acquaintance. She'd bet me I couldn't disarm an IED, offering herself as collateral. I remember the challenge like it was yesterday, including her words.
All clear, Sasquatch, you got this. Make me proud and I might make you lucky.
Of course, once I did the job, she grinned and said,
I lied. I'm gay.
I was a little preoccupied trying to keep my breakfast down and failing for the information to register. To this day, she gives me shit about how I was so distraught about the loss of access to her snatch that it made me puke my guts out. Everyone breaks out laughing when she gets to the end. Then they see me and she turns. Her eyes are bright, showing almost no sign of all the liquor she's imbibed. But the effects are apparent in another way. Her short, dark hair is a spiky mess, like she used too much product, and it's taken on a life of its own. It's cute as fuck, but the blood hasn't sufficiently returned to my brain for me to make a crack about it.
Sasquatch! Looks like he survived with everything intact, huh? Here, have another shot.
She pours another round and passes them out. I sit and take my shot, raising it in a toast. To new beginnings. She narrows her eyes at me when she lifts her shot glass to her mouth.
I hope I don't need to kick your ass again,
she says, smacking her lips after spitting out the lime wedge. She has a wary look, no doubt her gears turning over what Katrina and I got up to. I don't intend to illuminate her, but she seems to have drawn her own conclusions, and they aren't that far off. She seems to come to a decision then, rising and clinking the shot glass against the neck of the tequila bottle to get everyone's attention.
I have an announcement to make. Since we're all going our separate ways after tonight, I've decided to finalize my transfer. January's announcement was a sign, and I just got the call.
Macy's eyes light up.
No fucking way, Sadie! You got invited to SOAS?
Shit, Rocket, Joan says.
You're wasting your time if you think they're gonna let you transfer. There aren't enough EOD techs to go around. You think they're going to spend all this money training us just to let it walk out the door?
Macy rolls her eyes.
She wouldn't be leaving the Navy, Dick. I think it'd be badass if she became the first woman SEAL, don't you? Sadie, if anyone can do it, you can. You're my hero.
You're my hero, Jones parrots in a mocking tone, earning himself a solid hard punch to the tit. Macy might be dolled up for the celebration, but she's as tough as any of us. Watts' eyebrows shoot up.
Did I hero myself into your pants, Mace?
Macy bats her eyelashes.
If you earn that trident, I might just do it. I've always wanted to fuck a seal.
Hearn snickers and Brett and Jones both perk up, looking between Macy and Watts expectantly.
You'd be my hero if you'd do it in front of us, Brett says.
When he catches my glare, he raises his hands.
Sorry, forget I said that. I guess Saint Marco over there is living up to his name as usual.
Watts tosses a lime rind at him and it hits him on the nose.
You're an idiot. What we do wouldn't be for your entertainment. I wouldn't ask you and Jones to make out for mine.
She stops and thinks about it.
Actually, that'd be pretty hot. You guys go first.
The two men shift away from one another, their chairs scraping across the floor. Sadie turns to look at me and Hearn.
What about you two? You game? Come on, after kicking Santos's ass at arm wrestling, I'm itching for another wager. I bet you two would enjoy kissing each other as much as I'd enjoy kissing Macy.
I've got a wager for you, Watts, I say, sitting forward and ignoring her ploy for entertainment. I bet if you make it through SOAS, you'll wash out of Buds and come crawling back to EOD.
Oh, now that's just mean,
Macy says. But Sadie smiles.
You know I'm going to destroy that training. I'd kick all your asses if any of you were there with me.
Want to put money on it? I challenge. I'm not usually the impulsive type, so I get a rush from the decision. This is how I can keep my promise to Katrina. Because there's no way Watts can say no to a wager.
Okay,
she says, laughing.
I'll bite. If you can make it to Coronado, it's a bet. But I don't want money.
What do you want? She gives me a wicked grin.
I want to watch you and Hearn make out.
I'd have to be there too for that to happen,
Hearn says. I toss him a glare for encouraging this insanity.